This is Dr. Schneer dictating a 1280 kg on patient Gloria Berman. On 12/17/24, Mrs. Berman performed a 1280 kg period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with left axis deviation period. This poor progression of R waves across the precordium, indicative of possible anterior wall damage. The paragraph impression, first degree, I'm sorry, a left axis deviation with possible anterior wall damage. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Angeline Birch. This goes to Oceanside Family Medicine on 12/17/24. Mrs. Birch performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 378 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 12/17/24. Mrs. Ludlow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/10/24, there's been no significant change, period and paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N. This goes to Shannon Mathis, FNP on 12/17/24. Mr. Salmon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. It is a very poor effort prior to bronchodilators period. After bronchodilators, the patient demonstrated a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction period. New paragraph, compared to a study dated 9/14/24, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. New paragraph, impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Parrish. This goes to Kimberly Martin, PA on 12/17/24. Mr. Parrish performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow period, new paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing much improvement compared to 9/5/24. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Hannah Griffin. This goes to Goshen Medical on 12/17/24. Mrs. Griffin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.